Florida News, I'm Rich Thomason. It took a while, but President Biden is finally about to visit a small Ohio town devastated by a toxic train wreck last year.
More than a year after a Norfolk Southern train derailed and spilled hazardous chemicals that caught fire in East Palestine, Ohio, the president will meet with residents and local officials. The White House defends the Biden administration's response to the accident, but Donald Trump, who visited the town shortly after the derailment, wrote on social media that it's an insult for the president to have waited so long.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Mr. Biden will visit East Palestine today. Fulton County, Georgia DA Fani Willis expected back on the witness stand today, testifying at a hearing that could end with her being removed from the Trump election interference case. She got so wound up during yesterday's testimony that the judge had to call a recess to restore order to the court. Also at SRNNews.com, one of several people detained by Kansas City police following the deadly Super Bowl victory celebration shooting has been released. Two other teens remain in custody. Police say the gunfire apparently resulted from a dispute between several individuals.
Mayor Quentin Lucas says if the Chiefs win another Super Bowl, it might be better for a smaller event at their home stadium. This way, he believes security can be managed more easily. One person was killed and 22 people wounded when gunfire broke out shortly after the Chiefs left the stage at their victory rally on Wednesday. Security experts say large gatherings combined with the prevalence of guns can make for a deadly combination. I'm Bruce Morton.
FBI informant Alexander Smirnov has been charged with lying about an alleged multi-million-dollar bribery scheme involving President Biden, his son Hunter, and a Ukrainian energy company. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 30 points, NASDAQ futures up 109. This is SRN News. A Michigan church prepares for a big challenge.
Members of Northridge Church's Plymouth and Brighton campuses will come together Thursday, February 29th, and for 3 days will pack meals for poor kids around the globe. The goal is to get to 1 million meals, done by 5 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd. Northridge is taking on the challenge in connection with the ministry Feed My Starving Children, which will dispense the food where it's most needed. The church says it will gather hundreds of volunteers to do the work. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosques across Germany. The decades-old practice had come under intense criticism in recent years as German authorities accused Turkish imams of abusing their positions to promote support for Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party. The German government says it has plans to replace the imported imams with clergy trained in Germany. Government officials say the new plan will be an important milestone for the integration and participation of Muslim communities in Germany. SRN News. We hear of the passing of a man who brought us an iconic breakfast treat. It's enjoyed around the world.
William Post, the man who played a key role in the development of Pop-Tarts, has died at the age of 96. His family says Post retired at the age of 56 as a senior vice president with the Keebler Company. Kellanova, formerly known as the Kellogg Company, says Post was instrumental in co-creating the Pop-Tarts brand, which debuted in 1964 in Cleveland. The toaster pastry was released nationwide the following year. Jason Walker reporting.
Greece has become the first country to legalize same-sex civil marriage, despite opposition from the church. Cross-party majority, 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat parliament, took the vote last night. More details, SRNNews.com.